This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a thing happening in the corporate world right now that's a bit more culturally enriching than just buying another business jet or figuring out a new executive compensation plan. Companies sponsoring artists and writers to do their art and to write. Elizabeth Segrin writes about it in the new Fast Company magazine. Elizabeth, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
We should say at the outset that artistic sponsorships, you know, sort of writ large, it's not a new concept. I mean, you know, people have been doing this forever.
Yeah, I mean, I think the question of how artists, writers, and musicians are going to be able to make a living has just kind of been an age-old question. And for most of history, there's been this idea of patronage. So in ancient times, large institutions like the church or the aristocracy would support artists. But in the modern era, that sort of shifted. And around 1900 in the U.S., a new kind of support of artists came about, and that was this kind of residency concept.
And now we have, as you write in this piece, corporations, everything from Autodesk to Facebook and Siemens and Amtrak, for crying out loud, doing this, offering these residencies.
Yeah. It's a really interesting kind of shift. And now Facebook has an artist residency. It's just kind of taken over.
The interesting thing, though, I mean, there are so many different variations on this. And the contrast between Amtrak and Facebook, I think, is fascinating. Amtrak, well, tell us a story. I mean, it started with one of their social media people.
So Alexander Chi, this writer, pointed out how much great writing he gets done on trains. And so he tweeted about this, and he said, oh, wouldn't it be great if Amtrak did a residency?
Right.
And little did he know that the entire Amtrak social media team was listening in, and they thought, hey, this is a really great idea. And from their perspective, it seemed like a really great way to draw attention to the, you know, the kind of historical idea of people being able to write, you know, being very productive on trains. So this was kind of like a large-scale publicity stunt.
And you contrast that with Facebook, which is secretive is probably a kind word. Apparently there's one guy there and you have to know him and know the secret handshake to get this gig.
Well, yeah, I think that the difference there is that with Facebook, it's more of a commissioning process. It's more an opportunity to support artists by buying their work. So having an artist come and spend a couple of weeks to a couple of months building a piece of art that will live on the Facebook campus, it just seems like another way to support the artists and art.
Do you suppose there's a chief financial officer at Autodesk or Siemens or Amtrak or Facebook saying as they look over their books, now how do I justify the money we're spending on this art thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they are thinking about it in practical terms. But a lot of the times, there's actually a very useful payoff. So with Autodesk, which is a company that produces software that engineers and architects use, they bring in these artists and they give them a stipend and they give them access to all of this equipment and they even pay for their materials. Huh. But it's really actually very beneficial to Autodesk because it allows them to see these very creative people pushing technology to the very limits of what it can do. So I think that when that person with, you know, who's wearing the, you know, the chief financial officer hat is looking at this, they're thinking, well, actually, this is very good for us. This is actually helping us in some ways. And for the artist, they're thinking, this is great. I'm contributing to the production of this software that could be actually very useful to artists as well.
Is that where these writers and sculptors and whoever gets these residencies, is that where they come down that, listen, this is an opportunity for me to do my thing. I don't care if it's a corporate marketing stunt?
Yeah, I think in all of these cases, the companies are not hiding what their motives are and what they stand to gain from it. You know, if they're on site and using the equipment, they get to keep, you know, the rights to their work, and that's really important. And in most of these cases, that's exactly what they're getting. And so for them, it's this amazing opportunity to be funded to do really great and exciting work.
It's a piece called Welcome to the Brave New World of the Corporate Sponsored Artist. It's in Fast Company magazine. Elizabeth Segrin wrote it. Elizabeth, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.